You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Amen. I want to talk a little bit about the 7:30 challenge. I want to challenge you today. Tell somebody the 7:30 challenge. The 7:30 challenge. Amen. Here in the book of Joshua, the Lord is telling Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein in the daytime. Somebody say in the daytime and in the nighttime. Amen. Oh, glory to God. See, because I want to challenge you that if you meditate, I mean, to know that meditating, one of the things that God likes to do is he likes to renew our mind, the way we think. Sometimes our thinking is jacked up. Amen, somebody. And so here's the Lord saying that if we take the time to do that, he says, it'll make your way prosperous. It'll make your way prosperous. How many know that the word make is a word that represents power? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. It's a power word. It's talking about your ability, amen, your ability to accomplish something. This word make, it means to declare your power. Okay, all right. See, because sometimes we're not seeing success because we don't have the mind that God has. Come on. And so when God is saying, meditate on my word, get this word in you, come on, oh glory to God, so that you can declare your power or what's on the inside of you. It means to speak of force, or let me say it this way, to become a force. You can become a force in the earth, okay, all right, with this type of mind. It means to create, all right, God want to give you creative ability. It means to build, to carry out, to perform. Amen, somebody. And so even if you begin to meditate on a verse of scripture day and night, you get you a verse of scripture out of the Bible, you meditate on that thing for about 12 minutes. How many know that you learn it? 12 is the number of governmental perfection. Amen, somebody. And so you learn this scripture, and then at night you get you a verse of scripture, you meditate on this verse of scripture, and guess what? So you're learning two scriptures a day. All right, okay. At the end of the year, you have learned 730 scriptures. All right. Somebody say the 7:30 challenge. I'm just giving it to you. I'm giving it to you the way the Lord gave it to me. Amen. Because we got a lot of ignorant people of God, a lot of ignorant Christians that don't know the Word of God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. There's some folks that keep reading the same. I read Psalms such and such every day. Well, the Bible is bigger than just this one chapter.
Amen.
How are you going to know God, oh, glory to God, the mind of God, when you're just reading one verse of Scripture? Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Y'all quiet on me this morning.
Amen.
Tell somebody the 7:30 challenge. Amen. In other words, a year from now, oh, glory to God, I expect to hear a whole lot more coming out of your mouth than what's coming out of your mouth. Because guess what? The word should be coming out of your mouth. Okay, all right. And then in 2 years' time, somebody do the math. 2 years' time, you'll be to learn what? 1,400 and what? 1,460 scriptures in 2 years' time.
My God,
up in Zion. Ooh, glory to God. Tell somebody, I'm taking the 7:30 challenge today. I'm taking the 7:30 challenge today. I'm going to meditate on the word of God day and night. Okay, all right. Is this all right or what?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The thou may is observed to do according to all that is written therein. In other words, it's going to help you to be able to accomplish what the word was written in the word. And he says, and thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Prosperous. This word prosperous means to go forward. A lot of times we find ourselves stuck, not going forward, not excelling. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Last night, amen. The enemy tried to attack me while I was asleep, and he was trying to push me down in the bed, and I began to and he put his hand over my mouth and was just trying to push me down. And so I began to war in the spirit. I had to war in my mind. Thank God the Bible says that the Lord is able to do abundantly beyond what you ask or think, right? And so here I am saying, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. And so the Lord allowed me to see a glimpse of this person walking out of the room. Come on, this witch, this sorcerer. Oh, glory to God. And so as I was praying, the Lord is like, the enemy wants to keep you down. How many know the enemy sees your rising?
Yeah.
The enemy sees when you're going up and you're going up higher. So he comes, oh, glory to God, to push you down and to keep you down. And so when I got up, I began to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be pushing me down. I'm rising up. Come on, somebody. I shall arise and shine, for my light has come. But when he see you trying to come up out of that place that he wants you to stay in, he wants to dictate to you and tell you how high you can go. But the devil, somebody say, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And so we're talking about the seven, and let me say this here, since we're talking about make that way prosperous. How many know the Bible says that tongues edify? Tongues edify. Oh, glory to God. In the book of 1 Corinthians 14:4, tongues, somebody say edify.
Yeah.
It builds you up. That's what it means. It means to be built up. Oh, glory to God. If you don't have your prayer language, you need to ask God for your prayer language.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? All right. Let me say this here before I even say that. Anyone to tell you that tongues is not for today haven't seen it in the Bible. They just haven't seen it. Or either they're deceived, oh, glory to God. They're deceived, they're ignorant, they're blind by unbelief, fear, or tradition. I might as well go ahead and say it. Oh, glory to God. Might as well go ahead and say it.
Yes.
Amen. Or either they're lying. I went to Bible college. The Bible teacher stood up there and taught something that was a lie. And I went to him after the class was over with. I opened up the Bible and I says, the Bible says this. And he says, yeah, I know. And I said, well, you're teaching that opposite of what the Bible has to say. And he says, I know. And I said, are you going to change? You know, he said, no. And I had to go home and pray. And the Lord showed me all white ashy bones. Come on. All white ashy bones with meat in between. And the Lord was saying, get the meat, believe the tradition. That old white ashy bones, leave that stuff there. But tell somebody, tongues edify. See, can I tell you something? When I see you today, oh, glory to God, when I see you tomorrow, you ought to be more built up than what you are today.
Amen.
This is why it's important not only to pray with your understanding, but to pray with your prayer language that God gives you. This is why you ought to be crying out for God to fill you with His Spirit and His Spirit, and even with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Why? Because guess what? When I see you tomorrow, you ought to be not the same person, but a person that's even more built up than what you are now. When I see you the next week, you ought to be more built up than what you are when I saw you the week before. When I see you a month from now, you ought to be more built up. Come on. When I see you a year from now, you ought to be more built up. You shouldn't be the same person. Because when we're the same person, that means that guess what? We're walking in the same ignorance that we were walking in last year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know if y'all getting this.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. And the enemy loves ignorance.
Yeah.
He loves to move in ignorance. He loves for us to stay ignorant, oh glory to God, of who we are or what's on the inside of us. He don't want us praying, come on, in our prayer language, because he knows that, guess what? It builds you up. You say, well, I don't know. The Spirit of God is praying through, but I don't know what I'm saying. Well, good, good. Sometimes God has to keep things from us anyways.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. But praying in your prayer language is praying the perfect, somebody say, the perfect prayer.
The perfect prayer.
All right. All right. And so I might as well have got that. Hallelujah. So the Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Satan, he'll use your ignorance against you. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. All right. So somebody say, after we experience salvation, after we experience salvation, growth and change start with you being willing to renew your mind. Renew your mind. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Renew. 2 Peter 1, 12 through 21, you can read it when you get home, write it down. Paul says something. He said, therefore, I will always remind you about these things. The King James says it this way, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Oh, glory to God. See, sometimes we have to get up and we have to teach things and we have to continue to remind you of these truths. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. What does it mean to remind? What does it mean to remind? I looked up that word, but anyways, let me just say this here. We have to remind the people of God because sometimes we're just not catching it. Come on. And we have to keep putting it out there until the light come on. You know, I was praying, and I usually pray and ask God to give me a verse of scripture. Ask God to give me a verse of scripture and send me to a chapter. And so here I am, I'm praying, and God sent me to a chapter. And so I'm reading it, and then something that just jumped off the page, you know, because the Lord told a person, don't tell nobody that you're healed. And I was like, wow, it jumped off the page. Because sometimes God will heal you. And then I begin to think about other verses of scripture. Sometimes the Lord will heal you and tell you not to tell nobody. Sometimes people are coming and they're telling, but sometimes God wants folks to see you, and they're trying to figure out how come they ain't dead by now. How come they ain't going nowhere by now? My God. Oh, glory to God. I heard that they were going through this, and I heard that we got it all, you know, figured out that, you know, when God does something, we're supposed to tell everybody. No, there's sometimes God says, shut up, don't tell nobody. Okay. All right. Tell no man. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up in the Bible. Huh? Amen. Because some stuff you ain't got to tell. Your life is going to tell it. Okay. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes we're not fully understanding. Amen. We partially caught it or we didn't catch it at all.
Amen.
Sometimes, let me say this. Sometimes we as people of God, we're not in church consistently enough. Come on. God want us to grow. God want our minds to be renewed. Amen. Even in our fellowship, I've heard some people praying this morning, you know, about people that are, you know, missing in action. How many know the Bible says that iron sharpens iron?
Yes, yes.
How many know your Bible says that when God sees unity, he releases the anointing? Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm not making this up. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says when God sees unity, when he sees people gather together, come on, he releases the anointing. Amen, somebody. I'm not even going to go there in the Bible, but I believe it's, what is it, Psalms 100 or Psalms 133? Amen. How good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. Praise God. And then we see a release of the anointing. Sometimes we're staying up late at night. Amen. Praise God. I was going to say this anyway. I know my son likes to play video games, but this has nothing to do with him. I'm just saying it anyway. But sometimes you see people, because I know that I got a lot of customers, and these young whippersnappers, they stay up all night, come in the shop, you know, their parents bring them in there, and they look like they done stayed up all night. They look like they're tired. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because they've been up all night playing video games, right? And so some people do that before they come to church. Amen. They can't stay awake. And so sometimes you got to continue to repeat things and say things because everybody's not getting it. And how many know it's very important for our mind, somebody say, to be renewed? Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we, because we're so full of the world and full of things that are going on, we don't have capacity. We don't have room for the things of God. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Everybody knows the story about Jesus' parents going to the inn. Here she is. She's a picture of the church. She's pregnant with Jesus. Come on. We got Jesus on the inside of us. She gets to the inn, and there was no room in the inn. And so she had to go to a place that had capacity, which was what? The barn. The barn had capacity. The barn has room. Come on. Sometimes people come to church and they don't have no capacity for the things of God. They're too full of cares. Come on. And so there's no capacity there. And so even this morning in our prayer meeting, amen, praise God, we were praying, and even before I left the house, I was praying. One of the things I do is that God empty me. I don't need to come and pour what I'm going through out on you. Yes, yes. I don't need to come and beat you. Come on. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. It's something that I would do, beat you. I don't need to come and beat you. Okay. All right. I've seen people beat people from the pulpit. I don't need to beat you. Yeah, come on. Because the word is a hammer. The word is fire. The word works all by itself. I might have to keep reminding you and telling you and quoting the same verses of scripture. Come on. But believe me, that word is pow, pow, pow. It's beating. It's catching. It's burning up stuff. It's consuming stuff. I just need to make sure that I got capacity. Amen. I need to make sure that I'm empty. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Point to your heart. Point to your heart. There you go. I need to make sure that this heart has this. There's capacity here. Oh, glory to God. Point to your heart again. Point to the front. Yes. Now point to the back. See, that's your subconscious. Yes. See, let me say this. There are things that compete for the forefront of our mind. There are things that compete to stay at the forefront of our mind. Okay? All right? All right. The things that compete to stay at the forefront of our mind will push. The word of God to your subconscious. Mm-hmm. I literally push it out of your head altogether. This is why the Lord said, don't forget my word. He's reminding us of his word because the things of the world will push the things of God, push the word of God out of our heart. Are y'all getting this? Amen. I'm about to say, speak, Holy Ghost. And so we have to meditate on that word so that there can be something that we can stand on when the issues of life pop up. The Bible says we all have an appointed time for the trying of our faith. There's just some doctor's appointments, evangelists that I can get out of. There's some dentist appointments that I can change and stuff, but there's just some appointed times where my faith is going to be tried. And I have to go through that thing, come on, oh glory to God, and keep the peace of God in my heart, come on.
When you go and you look up the word remember and remind, there's a lot of scriptures. 2 Peter 3:1, this is now, beloved, the second letter that I'm writing you, which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder. Reminder, amen. So we got to remind you. Oh, glory to God. We as leaders have to remind you because people forget. How many know your children? If you don't have any children, man, your kids will remind you. If you told them that you were going to do something for them, they'll be reminding you like, hey, you know, especially my son over there, he wouldn't let you get away with nothing, you know. He wouldn't always remember to do his chores, but he would remind you. Yeah. Well, you can forget to take the trash out, but boy, you sure, you know. Woo-wee, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you got people, let me say this, you got people that they'll forget, at least they'll try to forget that they owe you money. Come on, somebody. I might as well have thrown that out there, right? And so anyways, but the Bible says, God says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In other words, guess what? You're going to live by bread, but the Bible says you're going to live by something else also. The word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Let me move on down here. Psalms 119 and 11. Go there. Psalms 119 and 11. You live by truth. You live by the word. Oh, glory to God. Psalms 119 and 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid. You know, when you hide things, you know, I hide things of value. Some of you all have done the same thing. You got a valuable piece of jewelry. You don't put it out there in, you know, where everybody can see it. Come on, you put it in a dresser drawer or something, but you hide it. You hide it. Why? Because it's valuable. It's valuable. And so even your heart is hidden. It's hidden behind your wall of flesh, behind bones. It's hidden. Why? Because it's valuable. And he says, it'll keep me from sinning, come on, against you. All right. All right. Because how many know there's, like I said earlier, there's a lot of thoughts that compete, oh glory to God, for our mind. And to stay in our mind. Come on, your family issues, finances, time, social media, soap opera. Oh, glory to God. There are customers that we have that come into the shop. And when they come into the shop, you already know what's okay, all right. There's some customers that come in, the first thing they come in, did y'all see this? Did y'all see that? They want to talk about certain television shows. Guess what? Your heart let me know that guess what? All you do is sit around and watch TV all day. Because that's all you come in. You want to come in and talk about the latest soap operas. I have come around the corner, and I'm thinking something happened for real. And I'm like, you know, when did that happen? Who did that happen to? And then it's a soap opera. It's like, what? You up in here talking up a soap opera? You know, praise God. And so the devil wants to put things in your heart that, let me say this here. Okay, I might as well say this. How many know that you can even reason away truth? You got to be careful about all of the things that are going into your heart, because guess what? You can reason away truth. Mark 2 and 8, Jesus, and immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves. Oh, glory to God. There's sometimes that you're preaching and people are reasoning things away. Okay, all right. We saw a member at Walmart, me and my wife, and praise God, and she was angry. Amen. And y'all, you know, I'm not going to call them names. They ain't been here in a long time. Praise God. But she was going with some married man. And so she was going with some married man, and my wife was preaching on it, and she got angry. She decided not to come back. Amen. So people, they want to reason away the truth. Come on. You sitting in here, you might be sitting out here, you might be open, you might have capacity, but everybody don't have capacity. Amen. Amen. So bad thoughts, tell your neighbor, bad thoughts compete to stay at the forefront of your mind.
Bad thoughts compete to stay at the forefront of your mind.
Amen. The truth, the enemy wants to push the truth out of your mind. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'll just say this here. God's word is lucky sometimes when it can find room in our heads. Oh, glory to God. Especially okay, all right. All right, let me see. Got a lot of stuff written down here. All right. Because how many know that if you don't have a renewed mind when a situation arises, oh, glory to God, then you may show forth what? Your fleshly mind, your worldly mind, your degenerate mind. Your mind is still degenerate. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You say, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Well, let me say this. How many remember when Adam and Eve sinned?
Yeah.
What was one of the first manifestations of what came out of their mouth? They say, "We are afraid." Well, we were afraid. We were hiding from you. Well, guess what? That had to hit. That had to be in their mind first before it came out of their mouth. Yeah. Some things are all. Look, God didn't even recognize that language. Amen. God was like, "Who told you that you were afraid?" And so that was a language that wasn't the language of the courtroom of heaven. That wasn't a language that God used. And here they were saying that we were afraid. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so you see that their mind began to change towards God. Come on. And so when your mind begins to change towards God, your words will begin to change towards God. Anybody getting this? Somebody say, remember.
Remember.
Amen. Because I was writing some things about remember, because I've been teaching about the mind. Come on. We get our minds straight. We renew our minds. The Bible says you'll be transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind. And so I wrote some things about remembering, that we have a tendency to remember and to hold on to wrong things. We're supposed to be striving for the future, and somebody say forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. Oh, glory to God. So I want to ask you a question. What are you striving more for? All right. What are you striving more for? Because a lot of us have strong ways of thinking. Okay, all right. Your mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem or coming up with a solution. Okay, all right. I'm going to say that again. Your mind, and this is, you know, God gave you some good stuff when you get quiet before. Your mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem. Sometimes our mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem. It's like we keep hitting the record button. Something is running through your head. Every thought that runs through our head is not of God.
Yes.
It's time for us to learn that in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Some thoughts, when the enemy has a stronghold built up in your mind, it don't mean that you're demon-possessed, but sometimes we have strong ways of thinking. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right, I'm going to come right back to this here. No, I'm going to stay right there for a second. All right. Your mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem or coming up with a solution because your brain is consumed with the past. This is why in Psalms 51, David prayed, "Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." Point to your heart. Create in me a clean heart. I don't have a clean heart. I need you to clean out my heart. Oh, glory to God. This is why this even this morning. Amen. See, because guess what? It's one of the things that I like coming to prayer meeting. But when I come to prayer meeting, I'm asking God to empty me. I'm giving God permission. You see, in the beginning, you see creation.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Baptist.